If you're listening to this, chances are you've spent some time in front of the mirror, maybe measuring or just wishing your hair would grow a little bit faster.
Oh, absolutely. The quest for longer hair is pretty universal.
It is. But the advice we get is often buried under, you know, marketing hype and just confusing myths. Our mission today is to cut through all of that noise.
Right.
We've taken your sources, the foundational biology, the scientific studies, the expert guides, and we're synthesizing them into a clear blueprint.
The goal here is to help you understand the non-negotiables of hair growth.
Exactly. So you can set realistic expectations and, you know, optimize your health to reach your absolute genetic potential.
And that potential by the numbers. It's surprisingly slow. I think we have to anchor this conversation in the facts right away.
Okay, let's do it. What's the baseline?
The sources are pretty unanimous on this. The average human hair grows about half an inch each month. That is the number to remember.
Half an inch. That really doesn't sound like much when you're waiting for a big change.
It's not. It breaks down to roughly, what, 0.01 inch per day.
Wow.
So that's about 6 inches in a full year. But the key word there is average.
Right.
That rate can vary enormously based on four main pillars: genetics, age, diet, and of course, stress.
And while you can't change your genes, we're going to get into how optimizing those other things can push you toward the upper limit of your own personal growth speed.
Precisely.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Before we get to all the tips, we need to talk mechanics. The hair follicle isn't just sitting there, it's on a schedule, a biological clock.
It is, and if you don't understand that cycle, the tips are kind of pointless.
So where do we start?
Think of hair growth like a factory that's running 24/7. That factory's output is totally governed by three phases of the hair growth cycle. And the star player, the one that dictates everything, is called anagen.
The growth phase.
The growth phase, exactly. This is where all the action happens. The cells in the root are dividing super rapidly, making new hair fiber.
And this is the one that's genetically determined, right? The length of it.
Yes. The length of your personal anagen phase is the single most important genetic factor. For some people, it might only be 2 years. For others, it can go up to 7.
Okay, so let me get this straight. If I have a shorter anagen phase, say 3 years, and my hair grows 6 inches a year, my hair just stops growing past 18 inches.
That's the crucial, and I know, often disappointing truth our sources confirm.
So no supplement is going to change that biological ceiling.
No. Anagen length is your hard limit. Once that clock runs out, the follicle moves into the next phase, which is catagen.
Catagen often gets overlooked. What's happening there?
It's a short but really important transition phase. Lasts only about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's it.
Yeah. It's basically the signal that the party's over. The hair follicle shrinks, and the hair itself actually detaches from its blood supply.
It's like cutting the power.
Exactly. Active growth comes to a complete halt.
And then everything moves into telogen, the resting phase.
Right. Which lasts about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
The hair just sits there, dormant, and then at the end of that period, the old hair is shed.
Making way for the new growth.
It's this beautifully calibrated cycle,
yeah.
You know, designed to maintain density as long as it's not interrupted.
And that's where it gets really interesting for us, how external factors can interrupt this whole process and force hair into that resting phase way too soon. That's the battle we're really trying to win.
That's the whole game. And to start, we have to talk about the non-negotiables, genetics.
Right.
They're going to determine your fundamental growth rate, that anagen phase length, and even the texture of your hair.
I even read that the follicle shape plays a role. Like, round follicles mean straighter hair, which can look longer than, say, coily hair from an oval follicle.
That's correct. And then there's age. We can't overlook that. As we get older, the whole process just, it slows down.
So when does that start to happen?
Our sources say hair density tends to peak around age 30. After that, follicles start making thinner hair and at a slower pace. It's just a natural part of aging.
So genetics and age set the stage, but stress. Stress is the internal saboteur. It's not just about feeling rushed. It has real biological impact.
Oh, it's massive. And it's tricky because the consequences are so delayed.
What do you mean?
When you experience chronic stress from, say, intense psychological pressure, an illness, even a crash diet, your body goes into survival mode.
And hair growth is not a priority for survival.
It is the ultimate low priority system. So resources get diverted away from the scalp to your vital organs.
And the body is literally kicking those productive hair follicles out of the anagen growth phase.
Exactly. It triggers a specific condition called telogen effluvium. An abnormally high number of follicles shift prematurely into the telogen or resting phase.
Okay, but here's the crazy part, right? The shedding doesn't happen right away.
No. And this is the critical insight for you listening. The massive increase in shedding you notice often happens 2 to 3 months after the stressful event has already passed.
Wait, so the stress I felt in October might lead to all this shedding in January.
Precisely.
That makes it so hard to connect the dots.
It does. You might have already solved the stressor, but the biological mechanism is in motion. It's why telogen effluvium is so frustrating.
So the takeaway is that real, consistent stress management is actually a hair care strategy.
It's one of the most powerful things you can do to keep those follicles securely in the growth phase.
Okay, what about external factors? The environment. I saw notes on seasonal changes.
Yes, there's a measurable difference. Hair tends to grow a little faster in the summer.
Why that?
It's mostly attributed to increased sunlight exposure, which can stimulate the follicles, maybe a boost in vitamin D, and then growth slows down a bit in the winter.
Fascinating.
And just to round out the biology, male hair growth rates are often cited as being just marginally faster than female rates.
Okay, so if the cycle is the engine, then diet has to be the fuel.
The perfect analogy.
We've covered what slows the engine down. Let's talk about the nutrients that are critical for keeping that anagen phase going strong.
Diet is by far the most controllable lever we have. I mean, think about it. The cells in the hair bulb are some of the fastest dividing cells in the entire body.
So they need a constant supply of raw materials.
A huge constant supply.
Yeah.
If you're deficient, growth slows down and shedding goes up because the body immediately redirects those scarce nutrients to your vital organs.
The nutrient that everyone talks about is biotin, vitamin B7. Is it overhyped?
That's a great question. And the answer needs some nuance. Biotin is genuinely crucial. It helps produce keratin.
The protein that makes up the hair shaft.
Exactly. So it absolutely contributes to hair strength and thickness.
But if someone's already eating a pretty balanced diet, taking massive doses of biotin isn't going to cause a miracle growth spurt, right?
That's the key takeaway. If you have a clinical deficiency, yes, supplementing will make a huge difference. But if your diet is already solid, you're just adding more fuel to a full tank.
It doesn't make the engine run faster than its design.
It just ensures you have enough raw material. The real secret is making sure all the resources are available, not just obsessing over one.
So what are those other essentials people tend to ignore?
Well, iron is critical. It carries oxygen in the blood, and that oxygen fuels the cell division in the follicle. Then you need omega-3s for a healthy scalp environment. And critically, enough protein.
I mean, hair is protein.
It is. If you're not eating enough protein, your body literally can't manufacture new hair fibers efficiently.
So the insight isn't about finding a magic pill, but about making sure your engine isn't starving for, you know, oxygen or protein or basic building blocks.
That's it. A nutrient-rich, diverse diet is the foundational strategy for supporting your maximum anagen phase.
So let's get into action. We can't change our genes. Stress management is a long game, but we can absolutely control the environment around the hair. What daily practices give us the biggest bang for our buck?
You have to start where the hair is made.
Yeah.
The scalp. Scalp health is completely non-negotiable.
Okay, so what's rule number one?
Don't be afraid to wash your hair. Use a gentle shampoo regularly. You have to remove product buildup and sebum that can clog follicles.
And what about scalp massage? We hear about that all the time. Why does it actually work?
The mechanical action stimulates blood circulation.
Right, bringing all those nutrients we just talked about to the root.
You're literally delivering the fuel faster to the factory. It also helps reduce tension in the scalp, which is an added bonus. And third, keep it moisturized. A flaky, dry, inflamed scalp is a hostile environment for new growth.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Let's move to damage control. This is what I call the net growth calculation.
I like that.
If I grow 6 inches a year, but I break off 5, I'm only netting 1 inch.
Damage prevention is just as important as growth stimulation.
Absolutely. You have to think about heat damage and chemical damage.
Like bleach and flat irons.
Exactly. Chemical treatments weaken the protein bonds. Heat, without a protectant, essentially boils the water inside the hair shaft, making it brittle and prone to snapping.
So heat protectants are a must, even if you only use heat occasionally. It's non-negotiable. And the post-shower routine. That's probably the most dangerous moment for hair.
Because it's wet and fragile.
It's so compromised when it's wet. You must use a wide-tooth comb, starting from the ends and working your way up. Never just rip through it with a brush.
Okay, and let's talk about the big one, the trim. If I want long hair, why would I constantly cut it?
The ultimate paradox of growth.
It feels so counterintuitive.
I know, but regularly trimming split ends stops those splits from traveling up the hair shaft. A tiny split can compromise the entire strand eventually, forcing you to cut off way more later on. A strategic trim maintains strength.
Okay, and finally, products. Are there any targeted products that can actually help?
Our sources point to specialized topical treatments, things like shampoos or serums with ingredients that reinforce the follicle, like biotin, keratin, certain essential oils.
But they're not magic growth potions.
No, they just optimize the local environment to reduce stress on the follicle and maximize its strength.
And for those of us who want to see if our new routine is actually working, how do we track it?
It sounds so simple. But you need an objective measurement. Pick one specific section of hair, maybe behind your ear, and use a ruler or tape measure once a month.
And take a picture.
And take a picture, yes. By tracking it consistently, you move past just, you know, feeling like it's longer.
Yeah.
You get real data on whether your lifestyle changes are having a measurable effect.
This has been such a clear, structured breakdown. So to summarize the mission for everyone listening, hair grows about half an inch a month, and optimization means managing three big fronts.
Right.
First, protecting your critical anagen phase by managing stress to avoid that delayed shedding.
Yeah.
Second, fueling your body so you have zero deficiencies in things like biotin and iron. And third, protecting the hair shaft itself from breaking.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the entire conversation really boils down to this one fact. You have a predetermined genetic ceiling for hair length.
Dictated by that 2 to 7 year anagen phase.
Yes. You can optimize your health perfectly, manage stress flawlessly, prevent all breakage, and you will hit that ceiling. And while we should absolutely strive for that, the fact that genetics sets that precise timeline raises an important final question for you.
What's that?
If the duration of your growth phase is fixed before you're born, how much of your hair journey is truly about control, and how much is ultimately about accepting the limits your own biology dictates?
A deeply grounding thought. Thank you for helping us decode the science behind the strands today.